The NFL selects Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The NFL draft gets underway in Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm certainly excited.
Right here in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The week of the draft.
I just hope it doesn't make us look bad. That's all.
We need to continue to ramp up our sense of urgency.
Next thing you know, you have another guy that you feel awesome about.
The Packers are one of the toughest teams to nail down in the first round.
The depth of this class outshines the star power of this class.
Michael Williams.
Should immediately and slung down by Michael Williams.
Maxwell Hairston, the corner from Kentucky.
Throws down the middle of the field. Maxwell Hairston, big time pick.
There are plenty of spots you could put Shamar Stewart. Teams want to roll the dice on talent.
Down he goes. Shamar Stewart on the sack.
In terms of Emeka Abuka, a professional receiver.
Caught in stride, Abuka, touchdown.
And we'll look at the focus and concentration.
Wow. I am a huge Hunter Waller fan.
Any safety who hits like that, I'm going to be a fan of you.
Hit, dropped, and guess who made the lift is Hunter Waller.
So Green Bay, you're on the clock.
Welcome to my house.
I just don't know exactly what they feel like they need the most right now.
If they're not better this year, there's going to be a lot of seats warming up.
I think they're one marquee player away.
With the 23rd pick.
They've needed receivers in the first round and not done
this
it.
Has to be the most important draft of Brian Gutekunst's tenure.
Yeah, I think it's time that we start competing for championships.
The Green Bay Packers select.
Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
How can you not be excited about the draft after listening to Johnny Montage edition? The Tuesday edition. The Goody doesn't need his first round pick to contribute right away. And people don't seem to like that answer? There's some more interesting things in my mind from Goody yesterday than that, but we'll explore that addition. And the back where he belongs, Mark returns edition of Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, maybe, Facebook, probably not, but definitely YouTube. And, of course, everything you need in the all-new, all-redesigned, all-awesome ESPN Wisconsin app. I was using it in my car yesterday with CarPlay so I could listen as I was driving to Lambeau and then had needed help from four different folks working outside of Lambeau to get to the right parking spot. It was a struggle to get around the building, but we made it for Goody. And we'll talk about everything he talked about during the course of today's show. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studio. And sporting his Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Big Bird hoodie, which I actually wore yesterday, and now it's in the wash. Otherwise, we would have matched.
Nice.
It is Big Bird. It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. Jesse, I feel like, listen, man, you are a montager.
Nice glasses.
Day early? 2 days early?
Well, we debuted it yesterday, Tausch.
Yeah,
it's draft week. Green Bay is hosting the NFL draft. There's never anything bigger than this.
Yeah, but I feel like we are a little preemptive here. But am I?
Did wow.
Was it received well?
It has been received well.
Will this change, or is it going to be montage every day until Friday?
Oh, will you update it with the first round pick for Friday's show, for example?
Fans of the show will know that on Friday we typically update the draft montage. We have it on Friday, but we adjust it based on what transpires on Thursday night. Yes. It's we're just playing it at the start of the show the first couple of days, and then we'll play it a little bit more as we get to draft day. Like, it'll amp up as the week goes on, just like our excitement and our coverage does. But it's a big week, Tausch. You know that.
It is. No, listen, man. I think the draft getting pushed to late April it's too long. Like, the draft season's too long. I've said that you're not letting guys get in earlier. I would like it to be early April, maybe mid-April. I don't want it on Easter, but I want it, you know, maybe the week before, because then you get guys, they can get to their places, they can start learning the playbook. I get what the NFL's doing. They want to suck up the calendar. I get it. NBA playoffs starting, NHL playoffs starting, Major League Baseball's in swing. But this is a long time, and it is exciting because this will probably be the one and only time. I know the Packers had the draft. I saw, I think it was Cliff Kristol's article back in like 1906.
1940 outside of Milwaukee.
This will be the one and only time the Green Bay Packers have the draft. So it's a big blanking deal. Green Bay is going to show really well. I think we all feel pretty good about that now. And it is a big draft for Goody, as we heard Nordy say on your little montage. But we're still 2 days out. The excitement's building. You're starting to get fake news. You're starting to hear Ashton Gentry going to Jacksonville. I'm hearing, I had somebody text me today, they think Brock Purdy's going to get traded for a haul of picks, and Aaron Rodgers is going to go out and sign with the San Francisco 49ers. I love that. I think that'd be fantastic. So there's all kinds of malfeasance and smoke screens and subterfuge and everything you could shake a stick at. And that's the fun part of this as things continue to roll on till Thursday night up in Green Bay.
Wait, was...
Great just, opening monologue deserving a just, sip of your Quick Trip coffee.
It just sort of ended with a sip of your coffee. Like, were you going anywhere with that? Hey, here's to you. Good one.
Well, because Jesse said it's the big blanking deal, and I agree. It is a big blanking deal.
Here's an idea. I think it's, have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Yeah. Hey, Jason. My point was, it is a big blanking deal, and I agree with the montage. That was my point.
Montage didn't have a point.
What did the montage?
Because it started. The soliloquy started with it was premature.
It's too early.
And he ended in a place where he said it's a good idea because it's a big blanking deal.
I agree with the montage.
What? You want me to crap on you like Shaq filled his pants last night on air? You want me to fill my pants about your montage? I thought it was good.
There's like 50 points in the montage. There's not one to agree with other than are you excited? Like, yeah, sure.
The idea, Jesse, the idea of you having the montage, I've come around. It is, I think I've probably
in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah. No, I'm not some stubborn old rigid fool. Like, I can get excited, too. I can get fired up, and here we go.
It is exciting. I don't think here in Green Bay, while we're talking about it a lot, it is a big deal. I don't think there are some, like, prominent media folks that are arriving in town now and are doing their shows, et cetera. But I think from a overarching perspective, like, I don't think there's a lot of like fans who have gotten to town already. Being over at Lambeau yesterday and having to walk uphill both ways for miles trying to get in and out of the building because everything is fenced off. So you would like inside the fence, walk a long distance to get to the one exit and then walk all the way back, traversing all the space you'd already walked one direction to go back the other direction. I saw a lot of people, but they were all like working. They were all, you know, last-minute construction or moving things around. I didn't see a lot of fans yesterday. Yesterday was Monday. I'm going to head back over there today. We'll see if there's more buzz and activity. But I'm guessing people are getting into town Wednesday, or if they're driving for the draft, probably Thursday morning during the day for the draft to start at 7 p.m. Thursday night. Obviously, then the draft goes Friday, Saturday. But I don't get the sense here in Green Bay that we've ratcheted up the draft is here excitement. I think it's mostly people going about their Tuesdays, and then this is going to kind of come to a head starting Wednesday, Thursday. So that's the vibe I get in town. But it is a big blanking deal, worthy of a montage, worthy of our excitement. also a big deal. A lot of the things Goody said yesterday, you know, we had him for 31 minutes. I think I asked maybe five or six of the roughly 30-plus questions, which is, I think, an okay percentage. I am fascinated by one thing in particular that he said, but I'm going to tease that for later in the program because the
Jason,
big teaser
I
wants
forget.
Me to do that. Yeah.
Because I'm getting old. What did we say you needed to ask Goody on Friday?
I don't remember, but I don't think I asked it.
Jesse, do you remember?
Nope.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All
right. Well, I thought there was a lot of good stuff that may or may not have been asked.
In fairness to us, we did spend the whole show yesterday asking fans, what do you want to hear from Goody? Gabe was offering what he wanted to hear from Goody. So we talked a lot about what we want to hear from Goody. I'm sorry I don't remember what you said on Friday.
I thought it was really profound. I thought you thought it was really interesting, and I'm guessing you wrote it down. But that's okay. So what did you ask him?
Well, we'll get into that a little bit later, because what I want to get into first is what people are reacting to that he said, which caught me a little bit by surprise. He was asked if he feels like his first-round pick needs to contribute right away as a rookie. Here is how Goody responded.
No, I mean, I think you'd love to, but I mean, I think you guys, a lot of you guys have been around here. You know, it's great when they do, but that's not always the case. I mean, this is the transition to the National Football League is tough. It's not always easy. A lot of times it's really determined by opportunity. If you take a guy in a particular area, that he's just going to have a lot more opportunity than somebody else, you know, and we try to stay away from that drafting for need. We try to just, you know, take the best player available if that's possible. But most of the time, a guy's impact in his rookie year comes down to the opportunities that he had more than anything.
So I was sitting there in the auditorium, which has not been destroyed yet. Apparently they're going to do that next year. So for now, we're in the same media auditorium. And I thought it was a very good answer and a very honest answer. And the reality of the NFL, they made the playoffs last year. Jordan Morgan barely did anything. Now, you could argue that they sure as heck could have used him in that playoff game when everything went to hell after Elgton Jenkins suffered a stinger. 2 years ago, they got next to nothing out of Lucas Van Ness as a rookie, who they drafted at age 20, knowing that he was a bit of a project. 2022, Quay Walker started right away. Devontae Wyatt kind of rotated in on the defensive line, but he got off to a very slow start to his NFL career. Kenny Clark, back in 2016, was a non-factor as a rookie, turned into a three-time Pro Bowler. So I don't think the Packers have a history of saying, okay, we drafted this guy, he's got to play right away. Darnell Savage did. Rashawn Gary did not in 2019. So I did not find this answer to be off-putting or concerning. And then I went on KBN across ESPN Wisconsin with Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. And Kyle was apoplectic. I mean, he was really mad at Goody. Well, what do you mean? Now, this dovetails into something else that
Goody
said.
What did the rest of the group think, boys? Did they agree with Kyle, or were they a little more measured?
I don't know. I did most of the talking because I was trying to talk folks off the ledge during my appearance. But look, the bottom line is, this is not – there is going to be a rookie or two, just like they were last year. It turned out to be Edgerrin Cooper and Javon Bullard and Evan Williams. But there's going to be a rookie or two that have to compete and contribute right away. We don't know who that'll be. Maybe it will be the first-round pick. But the fact of the matter is that the Packers are not reliant on that. And Goody believes, and we'll get into this a little bit later, which was the most interesting thing, that if they had to play a game right now, he's got a pretty damn good football team. So I want to talk about that. But Tausch, you played as a rookie. It wasn't the plan when they drafted you on draft day for you to be the starting right tackle. You turned out to be exactly that. So when you hear Goody's response, what does that evoke from you? Because I was taken by surprise, both by social media and by KBN, that they were really irritated with this answer.
If you're expecting your rookies to lead your team to a championship, you're going to be sorely disappointed. If you're expecting – what? So when I heard this, first thing I thought was he's playing games, he's drafting a wideout, and that wideout is going to be one of its your players. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Thought that
he's
too.
He's going to subterfuge it a little bit. Get everybody's dauber down a little bit. So I look at how teams – would the Philadelphia Eagles have won a championship if Cooper DeJean and Quinton Williams –
Quinion Mitchell.
If those two hadn't elevated their game, no. You need to win a championship, you need to have things fall your way. No team wants their first round pick to be, you would love for them to come out and be a starter, but if they're one of your main cogs, that means the rest of your roster isn't good enough. Mm-hmm. But in some cases, you're looking for guys to, if you can fill a need and they develop into the player, because Cooper DeJean didn't play right away.
Correct.
He was out. He was injured and he got a slow start. You want to see these guys develop and then become impact players. James Starks, Brian Bulaga. Mm-hmm. You get these guys when you win a championship, you kind of get lucky, but you're prepared. And you have the right guys that can go out and execute. You need guys to play. But from day one, no. And I think for Packer fans, you're listening to this, and if they draft an offensive lineman in the first round, I don't want him playing. That means something's gone haywire. If you draft a wideout, I don't want him playing right away. I'd like for him to kind of go on that path where – by October, November, you start getting some work. You feel better about what you're doing. And then you emerge as that guy. Anyone that is sitting here saying, draft April 27th or whatever day it's going to be, and then whatever that home game or that first game on the schedule is going to be, if that player is being counted on to start and play a major role today, that means your roster's not good enough. Eventually, you get there. Great. That means you hit a home run because you're not playing rookies unless they're ready to play. You had to play rookies 2 years ago because that was the route you went when you went all in.
Right.
That team, they elevated.
Rebuilding.
Now we haven't. So I'm looking, if you draft a wideout with the first pick, which I don't think they will, I hope they do, that player needs to emerge and become one of the main cogs in that receiving core. Outside of that, where's this guy going to start? Maybe a corner? So if you're really dead set on that, I think you're going to be disappointed. I think that's where Goody's head's at.
Yeah, I agree with you. I look at their roster and say there are no really obvious places where they need a rookie to come in and start right away. Not even corner. Right? Because they've got Hobbs. They've got Nixon. They don't. Well, Jair. We'll talk about Jair a little bit later. And they've got Carrington Valentine, who they really like. I don't know if Packer fans like him or not, but I know the coaching staff thinks that he's a really good football player. So I don't necessarily see them as going, okay, we got to have a corner who starts right away. Now, on the defensive line, maybe. Linebacker, no. Safety, definitely not. Running back, no. Quarterback, no. Tight end, no. Offensive line, no. Maybe wide receiver. But again, go through their roster. So I was surprised by that. There were a few other things that Goody said that really piqued my interest. We'll get into those coming up, along with getting into a conversation with Evan Cohen and our Bucks buddy Justin Garcia. They are both scheduled to appear today, but not until we've talked about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and all the people that have seen the commercial. It's incredible, the reach of this television.
A lot of commercials. A lot of buzz. Jason's starting to see it. The buzz about the draft up in Green Bay. People coming in. A lot of buzz. But you're not going to find any drafts seeping through Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick and play it right away. Throw those windows in there. Get them installed. You got the great team going to install them up beautifully. You take advantage of that no-interest financing. You're on a rookie deal. financing options, or you can get those free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers will match your home's unique decor with seamless customization. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends April 30th, so place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Well, get ready for Evan Cohen. I do want to get into what Goody said about this roster, because that, to me, was extremely interesting, and it caused me to pivot a little bit in my thought process about some of the other things he said this offseason when I was thinking, well, of course he's got to say that. What else is he going to say? Mm-hmm. I think I've maybe come around a little bit to the idea that he's a true believer, that he really does believe what he said about his roster. We'll talk about that and more as we roll on. It's Wilde and Tausch across ESPN Wisconsin and on the all-new, all-free, all-awesome ESPN Wisconsin app.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
To the Packers, we'll get ready to talk to Evan Cohen here in a second, but I have a confession to make, and I was almost late for the segment. So because of the draft, the city of Green Bay has adjusted its trash pickup schedule, and so we're usually today, but they're doing the side of town closest to Lambeau now before it gets congested, right? Well, then I hear the dogs barking upstairs, and there's a garbage truck in front of our house. And the things I panic about, I admit that they're stupid. It happens a lot. I need to just take a beat, have a meal with Lois, and calm down. But I go running out there. Are you picking up garbage? No, they're trimming trees. So they're still coming on Friday for us. But the amount of angst that I was feeling about not getting my garbage out is very unhealthy, and I needed to share that with you guys.
You got life too easy. Like, that's what that tells me.
No, I worry about lots of other things, as you well know.
No, but I mean, if that is where your head's at, you got things. Like, things are too good. I mean, dead serious.
You couldn't tell they were the tree trimmers and not the garbage picker-uppers?
They have a garbage truck, like a legit garbage truck. Yeah, not a wood chipper.
These are some...
They're not champagne problems. And I would think someone who knows
me
as well as...
You don't think that's a champagne problem?
No, it's not at the top of the things I worry about lists, but in that moment it was... But I worry. I worry to an unhealthy degree. So this is just one example of many other things that I worry about.
What's
but this
at
was...
the top of your list? What's the top of your? Do you do a to-do list on like things I need to worry about and like write it down on your little boogie board?
Well, no, because I sometimes bump
garbage
the button and
pick
it disappears.
Up impacted by the draft.
Number 3 in Wildy's worrying power rankings.
I don't want to drag down the show. There have been things in my life that have occurred that make me worry about a lot of things. And we're not going to go there.
That's fair. Is it? Let me ask you something, because when Evan joins us, I have an Easter egg hunt. Now, obviously, religion and Christianity, it's a interesting topic.
Yeah.
Right? But this is more of a life thing. So I'm going to bring this up.
To Evan.
Even though... you too. I wanted to hold this until Evan because I think the human psyche is one of the things he likes the most. That's why we get along, because I think we're both fascinated by the psychology of human beings.
Yeah, you guys definitely get along, even if it doesn't seem like that sometimes when you guys are on the show together. You should tell us, because I tried to tell people about it yesterday, but it's just not the same.
It just means more.
It just means more when you tell us about the incredible contest we're running to redo your shower with the great team, Doug, and everyone else over at Kohler Services.
Indeed. And you know what? very rarely are things free in life. And if you think that your shower sucks, you think it's ugly, and one of the ugliest in Wisconsin, it is simple. Upload a photo to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest. Matter of fact, I had a golf outing on Friday. I showed it's so easy now with this ESPN Wisconsin app. You click on the app, said scroll down to contest, and bam, it's right there. You can go click on it. You can put it in. One lucky fan is going to get a free shower remodel from Kohler Services, luxurious Kohler Services, including a design consultation, demolition and removal of your stinky existing shower or bath, and installation of that brand new Kohler Lugstone shower. Upload your photo by April 30th to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest for your chance to win that free brand new Kohler Lugstone shower door. You have 8 days left to get it in and click on the app. Go to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest. Whatever route you want to get to, put it in and give yourself a chance to get a free Lugstone shower.
Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. By the way, I love your wife. I appreciate your support, Sarah. You're the best. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch continues next on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance. I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get
soon, he'll be right here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. For now, he joins us on Wildy and Tausch. The star, okay, maybe that's strong, of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio and across ESPN Wisconsin. It is Evan Cohen on Wildy and Tausch. Evco, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you doing? I have two questions right off the bat for you both, if I may.
All right. Well, I have one before. Well, why don't you hit your two, and then I'll come at you. Go ahead.
Okay. My two questions. One, I thought this morning I had this revelation, which is not really a revelation. I don't know why I didn't think about it earlier, but Thursday and Friday on set from the Tundra Trio this week, I was thinking of only rocking Badger gear. Do we think that's the right move?
One day. I think Friday you should. Thursday's more about the draft, I think, and your great partnerships with Wisconsin. I think you should probably be repping the Badger stuff on Friday and maybe some other, like just showcasing all of Wisconsin maybe on Thursday.
I think in
that
honor
would be my,
I think in honor of the draft, I think you should wear your jersey, take it out of the frame, and take it with you to...
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
No, definitely not doing that. Do you know, by the way, speaking of my jersey, do you know because I love Dion, I wore... Dion used to wear at Florida State 2 in practice and 21 in the games. I wore 21 in practice and 2 in the games. That's not a joke. I really did that. Anyway, okay, so Friday, Badger gear, Thursday. How do I wear State of Wisconsin gear Thursday? How do I even do that?
Supper club. Dress like you're going to a supper club. Highlight the great things that you, as an ambassador for the State of Wisconsin, love. That's what you should do.
Okay, all right, I can do that. So I'll just look more quote-unquote professional and then go Badger gear on Friday. All right. Deal.
Yeah, on Second Friday, bit. Yeah.
Do you that's have supper you club attire, Tausch? That's my supper club fit.
Tausch has got an extra Pella Windows and Doors of
we
Wisconsin
just had,
hoodie if you
there
want
was
it.
Just an event that we did that Charlie Behrens was the dude at, and it was a supper club theme. So, yeah, it was fantastic. You flannel. You can go, there's all kind. Everybody, the beautiful part about going to a supper club, you can get dressed up if you want. You don't have to if you don't want to. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I have been to a supper club with Tausch, and right?
Yeah, I just went, Evan, just went Friday night, late night, 9:15 res, didn't call you, went there. It was fantastic crab legs, and it was beautiful. I thought about you when I was there.
I will say. I had never ordered the crab legs, and a few times ago, Tausch all of a sudden turns to the waiter or waitress and says, I love the crab legs. I said, what? I didn't even know they had them here. They came to the table. It was like the greatest thing I've ever eaten in my life. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, they're good.
But Tausch, because he's so big time, I've been to fancy restaurants with Tausch where he wears shorts and a hat. And you're like, I don't understand. How do you? And I'm like, I have to mean to dress up, but because he's Tausch, he walks
it's
right in.
It's supper club attire. It's a supper club.
Second question.
There, I thought there were two questions there. Okay, what's your next one?
Yeah, I'm going to get to the second question. You went to your thing. Okay, the second question is
kinda
this. How should I feel about an innocent question that I texted both of you that neither of you responded that I still don't know the answer to, which is after watching your former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, on Pat McAfee, I was unaware that he had a sister. I don't know that that is actually his sister or someone he calls his sister, and I don't know who this person Mia is, and I've listened to Rodgers with you guys and on with Jason forever. And there's a new person that is in his life that I'm unaware of that is his go-to person. And I simply texted for informational purposes, who is this person? Uh-huh. And neither of you responded.
Because I'm looking at that.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah, I'm looking at that text. I thought you just sent, I thought it was like, it made no sense. Because here's what you actually wrote.
Oh, I like this. Get after him, Jason.
I assume it's Jesse under an alias, and he is giving Rodgers all the info, crying, laughing emoji. I don't have anything from you about Rodgers having a sister, not having a sister. So I don't know who you sent that to, but I didn't respond because I didn't get it.
Okay, so this is interesting. I am driving. I'm in traffic, so I'm very lucky.
Be careful.
I'm in traffic.
Okay.
I said the first text. Okay, you obviously didn't get this one. Who is Mia? Question mark. Rodgers keeps referencing her.
Yeah, I don't have that.
And then I wrote, I assume it's Jesse. Okay, well then that's why the disconnect is there. So who is this person Mia?
Yeah, Jason, who is Mia?
I don't know. He is not his actual. He does not have a sister.
That's what I thought.
And I actually corresponded with him after he got off the air and went back and forth with him for a while because I was curious about what he said about some folks in his life and his inner circle going through things. And so he and I corresponded for a while. But, yeah, I didn't ask who Mia is. I did get pictures of the dog. The girls were very excited to see Apollo. He is very cute. But beyond that, I did not get into
Rodgers
who Mia
or the
is.
Rodgers.
Oh, good one. Dog.
It's a good one.
Apollo.
Oh, Rodgers. Dog.
Yeah.
Hey, Evco, if you're.
Tausch is done with this, by the way, just to let you know.
No, I mean, you love Aaron Rodgers, and I keep hearing from people stop talking about him. Jason gets itchy, but I do have one. If you're.
Wait, Evan loves San Aaron Rodgers?
He loves talking about him. He loves talking.
Oh, I do love talking about him.
Well, do you watch Unsportsmanlike? There's not a show that goes by that Aaron Rodgers isn't part of it.
He does not love Aaron Rodgers. He loves him as a topic.
Yeah, that's all I was clarifying.
That's what I just said. All right, good. I'm glad we're on the same page. That's not what you said.
No, it is. Check the tape. Evan, if you're San Fran, trade Brock Purdy. Get two firsts, bring Rodgers in on a two-year 20. He said he'd play for 10 mil. 2 years, 20 mil. Who says no?
I've said this is now month three. I have said if you're not willing to pay Brock Purdy, if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm offering an arm and a leg to get him. I would give up two to three firsts. I'd pay him whatever he wants. And if I'm San Francisco, I would then take 11 and 21, and I would guarantee myself that I would draft Shador. And I would sign Aaron Rodgers. That's what I said. For 3 months.
Yeah. What about the Giants? So the Giants
said,
give up number, what do they got?
No.
Two?
No.
Three?
Now, Tausch, this is something that's very interesting. My viewpoint of Brock Purdy is very high. I think he's excellent at what he does. The whole, well, what if these guys weren't there? Well, like, that's any team anywhere. If they weren't there, how would they operate?
Well, not Joe Burrow, not Pat Mahomes.
Right, they've graduated to that. Well, not no. Whoa! Don't put Joe Burrow in there. Joe Burrow in college.
Not putting Joe Burrow.
At Ohio State. Ohio State, he didn't play. At LSU, we had Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, and he has Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. He needs wide receivers.
Yep.
The Cincinnati Bengals have made dumb move after dumb move because you have an elite quarterback, or so we thought, and have not removed the position that you don't need elite players at with an elite quarterback. Buffalo is different, right? And so New England was different with Tom Brady. Kansas City is different with Patrick Mahomes. Cincinnati is not. Point that I'm making here, Pittsburgh should buy themselves out of a problem. And the problem is not no quarterback. The problem is looking for a quarterback every year because they have enough at that position every year to make it to the playoffs. What they don't have enough of is winning enough to get to a Super Bowl because every offseason they have to look for a quarterback. So I am in full agreement, and I think if we're going to bring it back to Rodgers a little bit, if he wants to play and whatever is going on in his real life is way more important, so if he says, this is my life, there's stuff going on, I can't think about football until this stuff is complete, no issue whatsoever, that's real life stuff. If he's ready to think about football, what it feels like, I was not texting with he or his dog on Friday, what it feels like is that he's waiting for a situation like the one you suggested, to open up that is not there right now.
Okay. Jason, do you agree?
So
is that what it feels like?
As someone who has had people in his inner circle go through some very difficult things, namely Paula facing breast cancer, I don't know about anybody else, but you also still have to do your daily life. I didn't take a sabbatical from the radio show. I kept doing the radio show. And quite frankly, covering the team and doing the radio show for 3 hours a day, it allowed me to stop worrying. I was talking about worrying earlier in the program. I worry a lot. It's a bad quality I have. It was like almost a respite from worrying, because I focused on the nonsense that we were doing and the Packers conversation we were doing on the show. To be an NFL quarterback, I'm sure it requires a much greater commitment than it requires to be an NFL reporter and a radio host. I'm not sure I understand, though, that one automatically excludes the other. And so for him to say that...
Well, but you can speak on that. We can't. We didn't... I mean, I don't want to speak for Taj.
No,
I didn't. We haven't communicated with him.
Right. I understand. And so, again, I am not here to say, well, come on. I understand you care about these folks that are dealing with this, but I don't necessarily believe that you can't also make up your mind about your status as a quarterback. I think two things can be true at once. I think he cares about these people in his life, that he wants to be there for them. I also think that if there was a situation that he was absolutely excited about and this is a really good fit and this is what I want to do, I think he would have made his decision.
Yeah.
Right? And
so, did you see what Devontae said?
I did not.
What did Devontae say?
So we're probably going to dive into this more tomorrow. A little teaser, ESPN Wisconsin on Sportsmanlike.
Nice.
Morning, love that.
Yeah.
Jason doesn't like teasing, so don't tease that.
No, he doesn't like being teased. Devontae
that's fair.
Adam, Mike Silver of The Athletic said that Mike Silver said on The Athletic's podcast with Diana Rossini, the Scoop City one, that Devontae told him that Aaron Rodgers wants Pittsburgh and other teams to roll out the red carpet for him. Now, that is like eighth-hand information, but it was said by Mike Silver, who has the Cal connection, obviously, to Rodgers. If that is the case, I don't believe that is going to happen from any team, for that matter, at this
point. What if it's yellow carpet?
Career.
Wouldn't they bring out yellow?
Oh, like the blue carpet at the Wisconsin Sports Awards back in the day.
Yeah, way back in the day. Yellow carpet.
Yep, where Rodgers attended many of times.
Indeed.
So I don't think any team is going to roll out the red carpet. I think that the core of the Taush question that I have brought up for months is, why does this smart team in San Francisco not think they have their franchise guy, or, which I think they do, or why are they not on the same page price-wise with that franchise guy, which I think is more the case. very much so, and I'm saying that with knowledge, that I think that that opens up conversations that are not yet there, but could be expedited by the fact that the draft is 2 days away. I'm not suggesting, and I don't think you are either, Tausch, that Purdy's going to get traded. I am suggesting the conversation is
should happen.
Have based on the fact that there are QB needed teams, and based on maybe the price that Purdy wants is not one that San Francisco would go to, but I do believe Pittsburgh should go to that price if offered.
Yeah, and maybe Shanahan got an ego. Maybe he thinks, I can do that with Brock Purdy. I can do that with a lot of different players. Maybe if he's going to start asking for,
except he couldn't with the third pick in the draft.
Well, right.
In trailer.
And great don't forget.
That is a great point.
And don't forget, before he used the third pick in the draft on a player, he was meddling with Aaron Rodgers, and some might say breaking the rules. So maybe he thinks.
No, he didn't break the rules. There was no fines.
Jason, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. As we sit here today, if I said to you, you had to guess, is Aaron Rodgers more like, there's three options.
Okay.
Option A, Steelers/Vikings. Option B, retirement. Option C, wild card team. If you had to guess, Jason Wilde, what option Rodgers would be utilizing come week one of the NFL season, which option would it be?
Making it very clear that this is a guess.
That's why I said it the way I said it.
Yes, I know you did. I just want to extra emphasize that, because when you mentioned that you corresponded with him earlier, like I did, I don't want people thinking I have inside information.
You ready, man?
I don't. None. Zero.
Whenever he says Tausch, we're going to replay all day everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Maddie is on alert.
Yeah. Let's go.
Pablo, be ready. Get your fingers ready.
I believe, my guess, I would love to put this off right into a break, but I'm not going to. I think he's waiting for J.J. McCarthy to fall flat on his face. That's what I think. Option A in your options you gave me. I don't personally believe that he loves the Steelers idea, but again, that is nothing I have gleaned from him. And I don't lie on this show. I try not to lie at all.
You don't always tell the truth.
You misremember.
You like Tausch.
You don't.
Yeah, lies of omission on occasion. But I wouldn't say flat out that this is not something we talked about if we actually did talk about it, because that would be dishonest. So I swear to you, we did not talk about, is he waiting for J.J. McCarthy to stink or anything like that. We didn't. But my own gut feeling is he did talk while he was on with McAfee about his relationship with Kevin O'Connell and how they've been friends for a long time. They used to work out together in San Diego when he was still playing. Like, I think that in his heart of hearts, the place where he'd like to go is Minnesota, which has a bunch of talent around him, and he could play against the Packers twice a year, and he thinks that's a team that can win a Super Bowl. I think he views, and again, I don't know this, I think he views the Steelers the way Tausch does. Mike Tomlin, great coach. What exactly have they done lately? A lot of middling, make the playoffs and lose, not great seasons, just good. So that's my own opinion. And that's all it is?
Okay, so based on what I'm getting, Jason Wilde, ESPN Wisconsin, Wilde and Tausch,
okay,
is reporting that Aaron Rodgers believes J.J. McCarthy sucks. That's what I heard.
Yes, exactly.
He's an instigator, folks.
That's the problem.
He is an instigator. All right, Efko, I got two questions for you before we go. I saw Big Cat's point of view on Oklahoma City beat whoever by 51 points. He said, if you get beat by 50,
Memphis
series is over. I'm on board. I think if you can't keep it within 50, the series should be over. You need to, yes, if you can't cut the game to 49 points it's over. Tell me why that's a crazy idea, outside of the obvious financial commitment.
I hope Matt LaPay is listening right now, because there is nobody who loves the Tausch ridiculous rules more than LaPay. So I just want to make sure.
This is Big Cats.
Yeah,
co-opted
but it's
by
right
you.
Now,
Yeah,
I co-opted Big Cats. I think it's a great idea.
So let me ask you this. Let's do it this way. What needs to happen from Memphis to prove you wrong? Right? They don't need to win the series. But, like, if Memphis wins two games in this series, will you retract the 50-point rule?
Great question.
No, because you quit.
Thank you, dude.
Sports is about lessons. Don't quit. Memphis quit. They ain't 50 points worse than Oklahoma City. Get it down to 48 points and call it a day. Like, nobody wants to watch that.
So 48 points is such a difference. You know, they did the most brilliant bit, Big Cat and PFT, on Pardon My Take, that I was so upset that I've never done. So the Heat were up 71-47 over the Hawks, over the Bulls, I think, at halftime of the first playing game. And they did a whole bit as to what's the biggest 24-point lead, which I think is so dumb and so brilliant simultaneously. Because, like, what they're saying is, if you're up 36-12, that's not as big as 71-47, right? So then I started thinking about, like, what's the biggest 21-point lead in the NFL? Like, if you're up 31-10, is that bigger than 21-0 or 24-3?
That's a good
You know what
question.
I'm saying with it?
Yeah, I do.
I do.
And I love it, too.
It's the same number.
42-21.
Brilliant.
In football, 42-21 doesn't feel as big as 31-10, even though it's the same amount.
100%.
Yeah.
Because in your mind, Jason, when you're playing that out, you're like, well, we've scored three times. Like, we can do that here. Like, we can figure this out. 31-10 is we had an early touchdown. We've stalled on four drives. We kicked the field goal, and they're scoring every time out.
Yeah, you're right. Tausch has an Easter egg hunt question that he does not want to forget.
Yeah, so Evco, at our Easter egg hunt, we had to go to a park this year. And it's a public park. The question is, when you're putting eggs up, my brother puts eggs up, and he's done a great job. It's been at his house. It's been at our house. We've moved it around. When you put them in a public spot, and then we all, because it was raining, we all came, there was a random, I would think he was in his lower 40s, who started scavenging the eggs. And Craig puts cash in it. He puts little numbers in it to get gifts. And we have, you know, my cousins. So there's a bunch of kids. There's cousins and nephews, all the whole deal. Is it IPT or appropriate? Do we scold this guy, or is it, it's a park, it's a public place? Go at it. How would you have broached that had you been in that situation?
Tausch, when you guys hide the Afikoman for Passover, is it the mother or father? You're asking. I'm Jewish, Tausch. I don't know the rules.
I understand, but it's still a psychology thing, Evan. Like, I understand
just
that you're Jewish.
A non-denominational scavenger hunt. The rules still apply.
No, but I don't know what. Okay, so you're saying, basically, this is, no, I actually think I have a comp. Is this akin to, like, the 40-some-odd-year-old person asking for autographs at spring training, cutting ahead of the kids? Is that
no.
what you're saying?
No.
No,
okay,
this is,
I don't understand.
You see someone putting eggs out for an egg hunt. You're
right.
Sitting there, I don't know what, smoking a cigarette, doing whatever, swinging on a swing, even though it's raining. And you see that there's some eggs sitting under a tree root, and you start grabbing eggs, and you run to your car after you see a bunch of kids come out. I think that's inappropriate. What say you?
Yeah, you can't do that. What? Yeah, no, that makes no sense. Why would that person do that?
All right.
That's like,
I don't know.
That's just being not nice and stealing. Now, I understand the price of eggs are very high these days. And in some cases, you can only buy one carton of eggs in some supermarkets, at least here in New York.
Well,
I don't understand the point of this.
These are plastic eggs.
Well, all right. So can I?
I really don't know.
It's okay.
Yeah, this didn't go. This is, you know what? This didn't go as well as I had hoped. This was a bust. And sometimes things bust.
All right.
No, this is on me. I should have known religion was going to be an issue here. I should have known We didn't get to where we needed to go.
That's everyone.
That's on me. My bad. My bad. My bad. Mistakes by old T. That happens.
Now, do you fast for Yom Kippur, just out of curiosity?
If I knew when Yom Kippur was, I would. Sure. I love I think fasting is very good.
I love fasting? Is that what you said?
I do. I do love fasting. I know.
Look it up. Look it up. When Yom Kippur is in September, October, November, whatever it is this year, I think Tao should have to fast for the day for Will being announced.
That's easy.
It's an eye-holding day.
Hey, okay. Book right. It.
So what did we learn? What did we learn today? Let's review. We learned that
you love Aaron Rodgers. You love talking about Aaron Rodgers.
That I do. I'm going to wear Wisconsin gear.
Jason thinks that McCarthy's going to stink, and he's going to Minnesota. And you don't care about Aggies. Those are the three things I learned.
No. What? Jason thinks.
That's what I learned.
No, Jason's.
Are you telling me what Jason's I learned? Reporting, what I didn't learn?
Yeah. Okay. Jason's reporting that Rodgers thinks J.J. McCarthy stinks and will sign with the Vikings by August 20th. That's what Jason said.
That is good. It's a direct quote.
Rodgers' dog is going to be, instead of named Apollo, it's going to be Grant for Bud Grant. That's what we learned here tonight.
Tarkenton. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I thought we
were really rolling, and then we got to the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, I screwed up with the. I tried to jam an Easter egg hunt
in. Which I would
Evan.
Also like to say, that would have been a great topic for us. So you saved it for Evan. You said explicitly during the first segment of the show you were saving it for Evan, and then it went the way it did. So
because it's I thought it would be like a – because Evco loves the psychological part of life too.
Yes, I do.
He let religion kind of overtake it, which I get.
No.
I knew that was a potential issue, and it turns out
no
that
issue.
Was the case. So
there's no issue. It's more of I don't know rules and regulations behind Easter egg hunts in a way that maybe
they're
I
really,
should.
They're really complicated, Evan. Hide an egg and go get it. That's the gist of the egg
hunt. I thought it was a real egg. Think about how dumb I am. I thought it was scrambled eggs, real eggs.
Wednesday, October 1st into Thursday, October 2nd. Taush is fast for Yom Kippur this year.
Which days?
There you go.
Wednesday into a Thursday, October 1st into the 2nd.
It is the day that ends in Y, Jesse, so there's a chance he's off.
I'm taking that Thursday off after he hasn't eaten for that long.
We'll have less sleep.
You know,
we'll be
ironically, drunk. October 2nd, 1993, the date of my bar mitzvah. So perfect timing. There you go.
Evan,
interesting.
I hope you had a great Passover last week. We appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks a lot.
Shabbat shalom to all of you. Thank you.
That is Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. He will be here in Green Bay as Unsportsmanlike will air live from the Tundra Trio Thursday and Friday. He's on his way here soon, so we appreciate that.
Good call, old T.
I love
that's on me.
I love the Easter egg conversation. I would like to have that discussion. Like that was such a flop Evan that now we're going to move on from it?
Yeah, we're moving on.
No.
I'm done with it. You guys can do an extra half hour after the show on it. I'm done with it. I thought it would be good, and I was wrong. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I was wrong.
You always win when you make the switch to Associated Bank. Their customer service much better than Taush's brother's Easter egg hunt in a park. Please, can we discuss this? Why did you go to a park?
Did you reserve the park, or was it public and fair game?
Hey, I screwed up. You guys always say hold yourself accountable. I did. It sucks. We're moving on. Let's go.
Yeah, I think it just was put in the wrong place with the wrong parts and the wrong people involved. But regardless, hey, they don't make those mistakes at Associated Bank. They have the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it, and they've got the perks to prove it as well. Early pay, have access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. Fraud protection, make sure that you're covered if something goes awry. I've experienced it myself. They are awesome when it comes to that. Credit, monitoring to make sure that your credit score is where you want it. And, of course, Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking. Everything you need to be a great sports fan with great customer service from your favorite bank. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Wildy and Tausch. Not about Easter egg hunts, though, apparently. Straight ahead. Stick around.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
I'm not afraid of getting old, and I will stay from dying young. I see the light go past my shoulder, and I will stay from dying young. And I'm not afraid.
As much as I would like to discuss this wayward egg hunt, because, look, if those things were placed and then I came into the park and came across them, I might have picked them up too. But we're not doing that, sure. Because Tausch hath proclaimed that he wasted the topic with Evan, and we're not revisiting it. Plus, we have breaking news.
Now this is some breaking news.
Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Tell a friend about game two. Jesse, what's the breaking news from Sham Sharania?
ESPN's Sham Sharania reporting Milwaukee's Damian Lillard will return to action tonight in game two against the Indiana Pacers. Dame time. Game two tonight, 6 o'clock.
So, let me ask you this, Jesse. When he was barking at Tyrese Halliburton during game one when they were getting their tuchuses kicked, did you think he was coming back for game two? Because I did. I thought that was like, all right, he's feeling it. He knows he's going to be back for game two. He knows this game is largely irrelevant. He's getting ramped up. That was how I viewed that. Am I alone in that opinion?
I think if they had been able to steal game one, he may have sat game two and come back if you're 1-1 going into game three. But I think the significance of avoiding going down 2-0 is pretty large against the Pacers here, and given the way the Bucks have played lately. So I think tonight became big once they got down by 20-plus against Indiana on Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think he knew he wanted to be back here tonight. And just the way the reports came out late last week, but leading up to game one about, you know, he expects to be back, like, game two or three. Yeah, I think everyone had this one circled tonight pending a setback.
Tausch, does this impact your plans for today? Are you going to get in the car and head down I-90 down to the Hard Rock Casino and maybe show your confidence in the Bucks? With a little, putting a couple dollars down on him?
Nope, this is not. I'm more nervous. I'm glad I had asked my mom or my brother to go down because they're closer and go and get that Bucks futures. What was it again? 10,000 to one?
Plus 10,000 on
plus 10,000.
Yeah.
You asked your mom to go to a casino to place a bet for you?
Hard rock. Hey, Jason, older ladies, typically that is a great demo, not only for our show, but also for casinos.
Right.
Like, have you been in a casino?
I have. I'll be honest.
When? You understand that like a lot of older women love going to casinos?
Yes. I was at the sports book at Pottawatomie. I did not see a lot of Diane Tauscher's demographic.
Go out to the floor, man. You don't think bing, 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 bing.
We're arguing two different things.
Are you serious?
Are they really? Are they big blackjack players, the older ladies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've seen plenty of them in casinos when
I've
been there.
I don't think you have.
I have, but not in the sports book.
I don't think you have.
Placing wagers for their son.
I think you're too busy standing out. I think you're too busy standing out front waiting 3 days for a garbage man to come pick up your garbage and to go out to sit on a casino floor. But if you did, and we're heading down there, I think March 8th or May 8th, I don't know exactly.
Going back,
we haven't got that all confirmed yet.
Or we're really
but
planning
ahead. But we are excited. We We love the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford. Try to get Jesse to go down there. Features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, including more than 1,300 slot machines that I guess Jason doesn't know.
Just
50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. I'll tell you what. If we get down there on May 8th, which I believe is the
I'm going to pick your mom up on my way.
It's plus 2200 for Jordan Love to be the MVP next year. That's interesting to me. If the Bucks can sneak a couple games, that's interesting.
Tosh's mom
the food.
Told him to bet that.
The food at Hard Rock is interesting to me. Diverse dining options, Council Oak Steaks and Seafood, Bricked Italian Kitchen, The Noodle Bar, Street Tacos, and Constant Grind. Head on down, hit 90, head on down towards Rockford. Beautiful, big old purple and gold guitar. Oh, just popping off I-90 in Rockford, Illinois, a premier entertainment destination.
Hey, Grandma T, can I take the Maple Leafs over Ottawa tonight? Can you get over there for me?
Could I have been interrupted more during that read? I don't think so.
I would appreciate it during the break if you would text your mom and ask her how she's fared at the various table games that she frequently plays at local casinos. I would like to know, is she up or down for the year?
She lost 10 bucks the last time she went. I know that.
Grandma T, I got the Lakers -5.5 if you can get over there before 9 tonight. Nice bounce back.
Yeah, is that what it's at? Oh, Lakers big tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 5.5, yeah.
The 10 o'clock hour will be in touch. Begins in 2 minutes. Diane, get on the road. We got some bets to place. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.